Omahluli bedale lePretoria High Court baqale ngokulalela impikiswano enhlanganiswe Helen Suzman Foundation eyiwe hamba phambili kulabo abaphikisa ukwesulwa kwamaphemithi la. Amagqwetha alinhlanganiso atshele omahluli abathonisa lolu daba ehlelweni lokuxhumana lwe-internet ukuthi ukumiswa kwalamaphemithi kwenziwa ngendlela engekho emthethweni. Linhlanganiso ithi abeZimbabwe laba akuzange kukhulunyiswane labo lesi sinqumo singakathathwa. Bathi nxa amaphemithi la engesulwa, abeZimbabwe laba bazathwala amagabha avuzayo njengoba bakhile kwele South Africa sebezicandele impilo, imisebenzi, izimuli lezinye indlela zokuphila. Okuhlanganiswe Helen Suzman Foundation unkosikazi Divashni Naidu ocindezelwe lolu daba lungakaqali emthethwandaba uchaza esinye sezizathu esenza baphikise ukwesulwa kwamaphemithi la.
And you must remember many of these people, like I said, have children.
Kulaba abantu kulabantwana soloku bazalwayo abazake baye eZimbabwe kodwa kuthiwa khathesi kumele bayophila khona.
They don't even know what that's like. All they've ever known is South Africa and the country we have here.
Amalunga enhlanganiswe Operation Dudula abachayeli bamaroli lezinhlanganiso bebekhona emthethwandaba besithi basekela ngokugcweleyo inyathelo kahulumende lokwesula amaphemithi la. Unobhalo wenhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula unkosazana Zandile Dabula uthe abeZimbabwe laba abasafuneki kwele South Africa.
So another reason esifuna ukuthi bahambe babuyele emakhaya ukuthi bathatha imisebenzi yama South Africans like abalethi any special skill basebenza baba abo driver bama truck and yet akusi special skill umuntu owu driver kungathathiwa umuntu wase South Africa a drive but because bona baba exploit ama company aba exploit labantu umuntu ongaphandle uyakwazi ukuthi asettle less for 1000 rand per month yet umuntu ala South Africa because umthetho uthi uzokumela abhadale 5000 but bona bakwazi ukuthatha less amount. So sithi bamosha isystem yethu nje as a whole, so they must go back home bayelungisa inkinga zabo emakhaya.
Umgcinhlalo wenhlanganiso esisonke People's Forum umnumzana Zwelindaba uthi labo basekela ukuthi amaphemithi la esulwe.
Angeke bakwazi ukuphila ngaphansi kwabantu base South Africa, abantu base South Africa behleli bengasebenzi. Abantu base South Africa, they own the rivers and the mountains abadla South Africa. Yibo kufuneka beze kuqala noma ngabe laba bantu banamaphepha uHelen Suzman ubabona be right. Thina bantu base South Africa sithabame kancane kusebenze sizilungise izinkinga zethu njengabantu base South Africa, not ukuthi sikuncedwe abantu abaphuma koZimbabwe ukuthi bazuze bakulethe omunye umthwalo phezu komthwalo esinawo. We are saying asikudingi lokho.
Kodwa isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosikazi noSisachuma uthi abazimiselanga ukubuyela eZimbabwe.
Mina njengeZholder ngikhangelele ukuzwa indaba ezimnandi ma i-court case iphela. Izindaba ezifana nokuthi thina sonke esinamaze lawa ase-expire sizosuswa, sisuswe kuleZepu sinikezwe ama-permanent release. Lokhu kungaba zindaba ezimnandi ezingasijabulisa nathi sibekwazi ukuthi singobani njalo siyaphi. Kumanje impilo zethu zisitakile, asazi ukubana siyaphambili noma siyemuva noma sisayoqala phansi impilo le esasiyibalekele emakhaya.
Udaba lwamaphemithi lo lukhangelelwe ukuthi luqhubeke emthethwandaba kuze kube ngolwesihlanu. Inhlanganiso ye-Consortium for Refugees and Migrants in South Africa eziphepheli eyeZimbabwe Exemption Permit Holders Association le-African Amity lazo ziza kwethula ukuphikisa kwazo isinqumo sokwesula amaphemithi la. E-Truck Drivers Association yona layo isemthethwandaba isekela kwesulwa kwamaphemithi la. Kulaba dabuka eZimbabwe abafika phose izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 178,000 abalamaphemithi la. Mele Studio 7 ePretoria, wele South Africa, ngimuthuso Khumalo.